Hi guys, it's Dirty Single Mum here. I have a surprise for you tonight. I have my girl, Loz. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, it's us tonight. So it's a double whammy. It's a Sunday night. I know I promised a podcast last Wednesday night, but life has been, you know, hectic, busy, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so welcome. Thank you for listening. And yeah, how are you, Loz?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. What's been happening with your week?
Not much, just working.
Just working? Yeah, I get that. I really do get that. Last week I had some of yous asking some questions. I don't have any questions from yous this week. So I think I'm going to talk about a very, it's not really famous. I don't like to say that it's famous, but something that happened to me a while ago that, you know, I sort of thought, fuck, if I knew, yeah, I don't know where to begin, but I think with my ex, the first guy that I sort of hooked up with, you know, I'd been talking to him for a couple of weeks, right, Loz? He was cute, you know, attractive, I was into him. I thought, yeah, here we go. Yeah, what a surprise I got. Yeah, so he came around this night. Everything was well. Let's just say that I went down on him. I sucked him off quite good, I suppose. And he turned around and he said to me, you know, while I was sucking his dick, that, what do you want me to come? Straight into it, I suppose. Wherever you want to come. Not in my hair. Seriously, I just did my hair, guys. Don't come in my hair or in my face. So he ended up, he came on my stomach. Yeah. And the thing is, when he got here, he had a towel on my bedside table and some water. So I've laid there after I've gave, obviously, my awesome head job. No, joke, guys, joke. All of a sudden, I swear to God, I hear this. Loz, I swear to fucking God, don't laugh. He came on my stomach. Cool. He was now sucking it up. Thought to myself, is this anything? This has never happened to me before. I've never heard of this. Is this normal? What the hell? Guys, seriously, what the hell? What did I say? Did I thank him? Did I give him a high five? I seriously, this was the first that I ever heard of it. It was a massive big surprise to me. I couldn't get it out of my head. Seriously, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know if I should thank him or, you know, or what. But so that was very eye-opening for me. But Loz, you're been in a relationship for a while. Do you do that sort of thing?
Ew, no.
Ew, no. Have you ever had it happen to you before?
No, I don't think so.
Drunk.
But don't I think you remember that.
Yeah, you would remember that. I'm telling you now. Yeah, what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened with you with sex?
The guy with the finger up the bum. I don't understand guys that enjoy chicks' fingers up
the bum. Yeah, guys that like the whole thing in their bum. Have you ever licked a guy's arsehole?
Once,
yeah, not your thing?
No.
Yeah. See, you're a bit younger than me. So back in my younger days, I never thought of it. But yeah, these days, you know, it's more common than what you think. Believe it or not. Yeah, it is. But yeah, so very interesting. Yeah, the guys that I talk to are very more into it. I even had a guy once here asking to stick my toy up his bum hole. Darling, my toy. My toy, it's my toy. Do you get what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Something you don't share.
No, and I don't share my toys. I am telling you now, but yeah, I had this other guy, this other story of mine that I do have on Instagram, by the way, that I am Dirty Single Mum, so like, subscribe, share. I was dating this guy. I'd seen him quite a few times. He lived about an hour away, right, Loz?
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing something to do with, to be a child, a kid, a kindergarten teacher. Let's just say that. So, fantastic. I have young kids. Thought, cool. Bonus. Let's do this. Yeah, we decided this one special night we'd, get it going. Started kissing him, things were getting hot and heavy. Any idea what he did?
Nope.
You'll never fucking guess. He spat.
Yeah.
In my face.
Yeah.
Spat in my face. Full on. So we've gone from Mr. Slurp, who's come on my stomach and sucked it up, to passionately kissing this guy, and he's just stopped and done the whole and spat in my face. Who has a face that you could spit on? Seriously. Who does that? I freaked out, but I didn't know if I should carry on, because a man and a woman, you know, like, what do you do? What the fuck would you do, Loz?
Out the door. See you, bye.
Yeah.
Come back. Come back. Put you on the way out.
Well, I did kick him out. I did. But, yeah, stupid me kept talking to him.
Why not?
Oh, yes. Because, you know, I was sort of... I'm on the wine, guys. I'm having some more wine. I'm having a bit of a sip here. I was interested into the whole spitting in the face thing. You know, like, I get that people are into, you know, they have their fetishes and sucking on the toes and, you know, whatnot. I get that.
Each to their own.
Oh, absolutely. But spitting in the face. So, for research purposes, by the way, guys, I continued to talk to this Mr. Spit in Your Face. Yeah, let's just say that things got way too fucking weird. He was just, oh my God. Just a warning. If you have a weak stomach, don't listen. Stop this. I hope you're over 18, because if you're not, stop this. But I'm going to go into detail, guys. All right, I'm really going to go there because dirty single mum, why not?
Oh, yeah.
But, Loz, we go into the conversation. We were texting. I have the evidence. Nobody asked me?
Nope.
If I have, I've warned you guys. If I have period sex. You know, yeah, yuck. A lot of people do. I get that. Me, no, stay away. I turn into a demon. I'm the devil. I call it Shark Week. Stay the fuck away from me. He was saying to me how good it is, which I've done a little bit of research. When you're on your period, you've got cramps, you're bleeding, sex is supposed to be good for you, whatnot, rah, rah, rah. I get that. Not for me. Stay away. Give me chocolate, give me ice cream. Shut the door. See you later. Sorry guys, had to stop there for a second. You know how it is with kids, if you do have kids. I think I was saying with period sex, some research, it's supposed to be good for the woman. It's supposed to be a pain reliever. Cool bananas, I'm not into that. So more with this guy, with the conversation that I was having with him, he was saying how he was into blood. I didn't think of blood down there. I was thinking of, you know, vampire-ish. But no, I had quickly learnt that he was into the whole going down on you when you have your period. Yeah, that he really liked it. He'd even suck on the tampon that was in you. I sort of don't know how to ease into this, but yeah, that was the, I have the messages. This is the conversation that we're having. This was what was going on. So yeah, because of you guys, I went into it as much as I could, but there's only a certain amount that a dirty single mum can take. Yeah, so I quickly said goodbye to him. I blocked him. And yeah, no more with Mr. Blood Guy. Yeah. You know, like, is this a thing? Is this normal? I mean, I couldn't do it. Could you?
Nope.
Seriously, guys, is this, you know, from spitting in the face to let me suck your blood, vampire? I don't know. Am I getting old? Am I too, I don't know, naive? What's going to happen in the future with sex? It really does scare me, you know, especially with, you know, with this sort of stuff, you know, like bondage, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, I get that. Like, I'm all up for that, but yeah, there's a line. Anyway, I hope you liked my podcast tonight. Sorry if it's disgusted you guys, but you know what, this is something that's happened to me, so send me a message, let me know what you think, tell me your story. Yeah, and thank you to Miss Loz tonight for being here, but yeah.
Whoop whoop!
Whoop whoop! That's our little saying. Until next time, my horny little fuckers. Bye!